Tom Rowe, and it's time for radio headlines on WGXC 90.7 FM from Transmission Arts 3103.9 in Acre.
The Sacramento Bee reports that 80 proposals related to radio-controlled drones in 39 statehouses across the country are being considered currently, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. In New York, two Brooklyn assemblymen introduced bills in Albany this past week. Christopher Robbins and Gothamist reports about Bronx Assemblyman Luis Sepulveda's bill, which prohibits drone use to gather evidence, quote, except when authorized under a warrant issued by a court of record or justified by lawful exception to the warrant requirement, unquote. Sepulveda released a statement saying that he plans several other drone bills, quote, banning drones from being armed, clearly defining what constitutes a drone, restricting use of drones by private citizens, and streamlining the mechanisms to secure permits for responsible drone usage concerning its commercial application. Tom Precious in the Buffalo News reports that Assemblyman Nick Perry's legislation would, quote, protect New York State residents from unwarranted and unauthorized use of drones or other unmanned aircrafts to conduct surveillance upon them inside their homes or place of worship or within the closed confines of their property or other locations where a person would have an expectation of privacy, unquote. The Buffalo News says the bill exempts patrols along the Canadian border to prevent illegal entry of people or drugs and other substances and to counter a, quote, high risk of a terrorist attack by a specific individual or organization based on credible intelligence determined by the Commissioner of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, unquote. His proposal includes individual use for, quote, lawful purposes, including recreational or hobby purposes. So far, there's no radio-controlled drone legislation in the New York State Senate. Philadelphia-based radio access advocacy group Prometheus Radio Project says there might be 21 new low-power FM radio frequencies available in the Albany-Schenectady-Troy market. There's an October deadline at the Federal Communications Commission for nonprofit organizations to apply for low-power FM licenses that can cover entire towns. Quote, not all channels are usable in real-world conditions, and not all channels are in locations with actual demand for community radio, unquote, the group says. Quote, these numbers are not gospel. They are informed guesses made by the Prometheus technical team using FCC tools, unquote. In New York State, here are some other possibilities for low-power FM. Rochester, there could be up to 32 new stations. In Catskill, there could be one. In Hudson, two. In Kingston, four. In Saugerties, three. You can see more information at the Prometheus Radio Project. That's prometheusradio.org. Or go to newsroom.free103.9.org for more information about low-power FM.
I'm Philip Grant. In Columbia County, the supervisors are in a stalemate over the cell phone tax. Nathan Mayberg reports in the Register Star that Columbia County lawmakers remain at odds over the appropriate way to tax residents to pay for the county's 911 operations and planned upgrades. A request by the 911 director to institute a 30-cent surcharge per month on all mobile devices registered in the county remains under consideration. The current charge being levied on landlines does not offset the department's expenses, and that revenue has been dwindling. The state currently collects $1.20 cents per month from mobile phone users, but the county does not receive any of that revenue. A former supervisor who still sits on the Public Safety Committee said, and I quote, nobody wants to raise taxes, but we're going to do it one way or the other, unquote. That full story you'll find in the Register Star.